Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Taylor, with that being said, the past is the past. You're here now. Ben Johnson has made some tweaks to your game. How have you adjusted to the change in the stance? How have you adjusted to being under center a little bit more?
I guess the Ben Johnson effect, right? He's going to get a kick out of that when he hears it.
It's everywhere. The Ben Johnson effect sweeping the city of Chicago.
How great would it have been for this particular show if he'd have said Ben's vision?
Ooh, yeah.
That'd have been next level.
It is Ben's way, Ben's vision. It's about Ben Johnson, and it's about the 78. Those are the two things that it's all about right now in Chicago. Those are the cool people and the cool places as well, as we welcome you back into the Spiegel and Holmes Show on Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. On the show today, it is Anthony Herron and me, Mark Rohde. We are with you up until the start of Cubs pregame. Cubs rematching again tonight against the Phillies. 5:10 is when the pregame will start. The Bears are having another OTA, one final OTA before the bell rings ahead of training camp, which starts in late July. So let us now listen to what the head coach of the Chicago Bears had to say to the assembled media just a short while ago.
Good 2 days now, and we'll have another one tomorrow. You can tell out there more of a young developmental emphasis with our guys. Less reps than what we've been getting, but still some really good quality work. Was just telling the team that anytime you can get 40 minutes of individual with Coach Roschar and Coach Devan with the offensive line, it's usually a good thing. That's where the technicians come out, and they like to have a little bit of fun. So that's good to see, and it's good to see the guys that turned up. It tells us a little bit of something that they're committed and they want to get better. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it up.
What does it tell you about Caleb that he's here and leading those guys out there?
Yeah, I think he's committed to learning the offense. We're not where we need to be yet as a team, and he understands that. And any chance he gets to get a few more full speed reps, it sounds like he wants them.
What kind of momentum do you think you've created here throughout the spring for the big picture team purposes?
Yeah, I think really I alluded to it last week. There were a lot of objectives we had for the offseason program, and specifically phase one, phase two, phase three, and we met that criteria. I think when these guys walk away, they understand what the expectation level is. I hope that they also understand our coaching staff a little bit better as well. We haven't fully come together as a unit, a full team yet, just offense, defense, special teams, but I think we've made some headway there just getting to know each other because really training camp is going to be a lot about building trust. And I think we got a head start there. But when we come back, it'll be the fundamentals, techniques. They'll know what that's about, how we want to practice, what's allowed, what's not allowed. I think really they're going to take that and run with it. Our vets will. And then we'll really just be able to focus on getting good at football plays from there on out.
Let's stop really quick here, guys. A couple of things that I wanted to throw out there. Ben Johnson, I like the honesty that he is being real. Like, hey, man, we're just getting to know each other. We are just laying the groundwork. This team is not ready for prime time. He had said that in the past. One of the things, though, that, you know, I think it was Emma who asked about Caleb Williams being there, indicating, hey, Caleb Williams deserves a gold star because he's at what is essentially a voluntary OTA today. Caleb Williams absolutely had to be there. I don't think Caleb Williams had a choice in the matter. I don't think anybody had said, yes, you have to be there.
Right.
But
right.
I'm tired of, like, because I've been hearing this erupt over the last couple. Oh, Caleb's going to be there, and Roma Dunze is going to be there. Like, I'm not saying Roma Dunze. They had to be there, but Caleb Williams damn well better be there just after everything. And I know that he has spoken on everything that the excerpt from the book, but like to me, that's basic, essential, minimal competency.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, does Tyson Bagent need to be there? Yeah, he doesn't know the offense any better than Caleb.
No, I'm saying symbolically. Is Case Keenum I'm saying symbolically.
Need to be there.
I mean, I don't care about those guys. Do you care about those guys?
Not nearly as much as I care about Caleb.
Right.
Caleb gets
all
hurt.
I care about is Caleb Williams, and I'm just like, yeah, that's nice that those guys are. Maybe they're there. I don't even know if.
Well,
they're,
no.
They're
so
there.
I just texted the scores, Chris Emma, and he did confirm there was no Bajent or Keenum there.
Okay.
So I just wanted to make sure, just to clarify, because right now at least the way it's been reported.
No, that's good to know.
It's Caleb. It's Rome, and as far as I'm hearing. And then no other non-rookies were there, which is fine.
No, that's good. That's
but
good.
I don't want to shirk a certain level of aplomb, I guess we should have for Caleb being there. Now, both guys in top 10 picks and being guys who want to be a future of the Bears, want to be part of the future of the Bears, leading this team to some degree of prominence, then, yeah, it's great that they're there, but it is obviously, as you know, not required.
Yeah,
I
know.
If they weren't there, I don't feel like they would be getting hammered for not being there either.
Probably not, but I do think it would be, actually, to build off of that point, I think it would be more of a story, even if it wasn't a story, but more of a story if he wasn't there at this point. Like, I don't think people would be like, oh, he needs to be there, but it would be more like, shouldn't he be there? Shouldn't, like... He's done nothing so far. You know what I mean? In terms of getting to where he needs to be as a quarterback.
Like, he wasn't at the first rookie minicamp, was he? You were there, right? I don't think Caleb was there with the initial rookie.
No, he was not. He was not there for that initial rookie minicamp.
I'm not going to say throw a parade for Caleb being there.
I'm not saying he should have been at that.
But I do think this is just another rookie. And this one, you know, the rookies were at least required at that one. Yeah. Right now, nobody's required to be there at the moment.
Yeah.
So him being there for this,
okay.
I'm not going to make a, you know, again, not parade work. But I'm not going to make a nothing out of it either. Like I like, and especially with Rome, because I feel like I'm kind of, you know, building this chorus of, hey, let's watch Rome here because his rookie year was underwhelming sort of vibe. But between the two of them, them both being top 10 picks from last season, both to whatever extent underwhelmed, certainly neither one of them overwhelmed, maybe Caleb properly whelmed or something, adequately whelmed in some
way. Whelmed,
but yeah, he whelmed. But both need to be more, need to do more, need to produce more than they did last season. So the fact that they're not just saying, well, you know, I got my tablet with me. I can go to Mykonos and, you know, just sit there and look through my playbooks. So I can huddle the guys together down in South Beach and we can do our thing at night and then we can go get our work in during the day. No, they're saying we're going to sit here with the rookies. We're going to be coached. We're going to go through the details. We're going to turn this thing into muscle memory. I think that's worthwhile.
Okay. Well, I will now, if I am driving later and I see one of those guys selling like the roses at the lights, I will buy that flower. I will send an extra flower of effort for that. I don't know if it's worth
an
stopping
at not a full bouquet.
Yeah, not a full bouquet, flower. Like a hasty grocery store flower purchase, something like that, maybe. Just grab the bouquet that looks best.
Yeah, it's preferable. Certainly preferable than being somewhere else. Yeah, I like this. It's not required, not a necessity, but it's a good thing that they're there.
This is
positive science.
Okay, on with Ben Johnson.
I'm pleased with the progress we've made over the last few weeks. Alluded to it last week. We got a lot of work still to come, but we're right on track.
What will you do during the break, personally, to both get away and then also to lock back in and set up the runway?
That is a personal question. there's plenty of things here going on. I'm still tying down the loose ends of training camp, been getting that schedule finalized. Had a good meeting with the coordinators here this morning on that. So that's really project number one there. And my family's coming in this weekend, so that's a step in the right direction. 4 months without them being here full time takes its toll. Being in and out of the office, I've always, whether it was as a position coach or coordinator, I viewed the summer as a great opportunity to get ahead a little bit. I think you can get some creative juices flowing as you start studying some of the tapes from around the league and some other places, maybe college ball. So I've had a process that I'm committed to, and so I'll be in and out of the office a good bit and then at the same time probably get away for a minute as well.
Do you guys expect Loveland to be good to go for the start of training camp?
To be honest with you, I don't know. I haven't even looked that far ahead. We will get that before we officially break for summer, just the expectation for camp and who's going to be full go day one and who we're still limited and working in. So I don't have that answer for you at this moment.
What does Colston know now about being an NFL player that maybe you didn't know when you drafted him?
I think that's a good question for him. I would say I think what I can gather from the walkthroughs, from the meetings, is he's very professional. He takes everything seriously. I think he's going to fit in really well once we start getting him to go full speed. I know Coach Dre's said to me numerous times how impressed he is for the types of questions he's asking at his young age.
Les, how would you describe the progress that you personally made in terms of getting to know Caleb's strengths, getting to know Caleb as a player, as you work to build the offense around him?
Yeah, we've loaded him up. We've tried a number of different things, long play calls, multiple plays at the line. We've dabbled here, tempo. We've dabbled here, there, and everywhere really throughout the springtime, and some comes a little bit more natural than others for him, but I do think we've seen him get better in really all facets, and so we'll have to sit down as a staff before we leave and when we come back just to make sure we're honed in on what direction we want to go all together. But I feel pretty confident the things that he's put on tape that we can go ahead and get after a little bit.
Did anything specifically stood out? Like, well, that really impresses me with Caleb.
There's always a throw or two every single day. The movement stuff outside of the pocket, it's what we thought coming into town here was the ability to create. And I don't, you know, sometimes you get wrapped up when you're in the multiple play call game, being in a perfect play all the time for the perfect coverage, that look of the defense. And really with him, it doesn't matter so much what the play call is. If it's the perfect play versus the first, then it's great. It's there. And if it's not, then he's able to find a way to make it work. And so I think there's a little bit of that's going on right now and figuring that out. But he's done a great job so far digesting. He's working hard. And, you know, there's still some hiccups out there when you're watching it, some turnovers or needs to play one more time, and that's part of the growing process.
So that, guys, that strikes me as the difficulty of the balance for both Ben and Caleb. Ben Johnson as the play caller, as in some ways the taskmaster who wants to get as much from his young talented quarterback as he can in honing in on the details of the position, the pre-snap processing that's necessary, the getting his teammates in the correct place that they need to be within this offense, but also evaluating the defense and being prepared to execute his role as the quarterback as well as he can, while also not kind of turning into a cyborg. You know, we were talking about being cyborgs earlier with Craig Counsell. You don't want Caleb as a quarterback to start to get robotic. You know, some of these things that need to be muscle memory and to execute the mundane of the position, that matters, and that's got to grow by leaps and bounds, and there's no reason to think that it won't or it shouldn't. But then you do also have what Ben Johnson was just talking about there, that aspect of the creativity, the off script.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This Pride Month, Risk has stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. Go get the Risk podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So one of the first things Ben Johnson said when getting to address the public about Caleb is that Caleb is different than any quarterback he's gotten to work with before because of the attributes he brings to the table physically. So how does he thread that needle as a teacher to make sure that his student is as aware of all the information that he can be and prepared to execute every aspect of his offense while at the same time allowing him to color outside the lines, yeah, you know, allowing him to paint outside the numbers, to execute beyond the X's and O's, because that's the stuff that made Caleb the number one overall pick. Those are the things that had the term generational talent being thrown around. So he's got to be able to sort of navigate both those lanes and bring them as close together as possible. I think for Caleb as a pupil, You got to at times be humble enough to be willing to tell your teacher, yeah, I got this, I don't got that. And it feels like a little bit of that is what went into some of the rookie season where he didn't always maybe feel comfortable saying what he didn't know or where he wasn't necessarily as comfortable. And for him right now, as much as he wants to consume from Ben Johnson, he's also got to be willing at some point. It's not right now. Right now, just ingest all the information. But as the season approaches, Caleb's going to have a very open dialogue with his coach about being a second-year quarterback, still young in the NFL, and what maybe he's not quite ready for yet. And last season, he probably had no idea what he wasn't ready for yet because he hadn't experienced any of this. But that dialogue, pupil to student, you know, teacher to young Padawan, like those things are going to happen from both sides.
And what I want to hear eventually from the teacher, because you heard Ben Johnson, the teacher, saying something similar to what I say and other reporters say when observing Caleb Williams, and he answered the question.
You switched the samples.
To make Provasic. Yes, that's the answer. That's what it is. Oh, my God. No, he says that there's always a throw or two. He said that there's always a throw or two in there where it's like, yeah, that's pretty good. What I am looking forward to hearing finally from somebody evaluating Caleb Williams, including out of my own mouth, is I want to hear students say about pupil, man, there were 7 or 8 great throws. Not just that. Beyond that, I want to hear, wow, that's a third straight really good day for Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. That's where I want to see consistency, and let's kick into gear a little bit, because that's a microcosm. What we've gotten from this offseason program and last year's, and I include training camp in that, is a microcosm of what the season was for Caleb Williams, where you'd have a nice game or a terrific game like he did early on against Jacksonville. Remember one thing?
A terrific quarter and a half here,
but there wasn't enough times where we'd be like, that's back-to-back games where Caleb Williams was great. Mm-hmm. That's 4 games in a row where Caleb Williams is averaging this or doing that. All of the greatness and the really good moments were isolated. So I want to hear more students shining about pupil, but I don't know how it's going to look because of how much developing there needs to be between this coach and this quarterback.
Right, and that is largely natural, you know, right now. The quick leap as a rookie is not something that we're necessarily accustomed to. It's become the expectation for some reason because we've seen it a few times, but it's not what everyone does. It's what we would have been hopeful that this guy did. He didn't do that, but there were a lot of impressive moments, to your point.
Absolutely.
Just want those moments to become more consistent.
Yeah.
Put full games together, not a full half together. Put a great month together, not just a great outing together. And just have performances build off of the next.
Let's hear more from Ben Johnson.
You sort of look at it like if he can play on time, then he'll take off.
I think he's going to play on time when the receivers present themselves that way. And if they're not there, if number one or number two's not there, I think he's got the ability to make it right for us.
We saw you guys doing some goal line or near the goal line stuff today. What are teaching points for any quarterback but Caleb when everything's condensed like that?
Yeah, it's tighter windows throughout, and so we emphasize different types of throws, front pylon, back pylon, front line, high back five on the back line throws. And so there's some of those that you're working in a team setting or a 7-on-7 setting, and you're just trying to find an open receiver and fit it in. But then when you're in routes versus air, you can really hone in on the detail of where you want to put that ball and the placement of that ball. So we've had, I want to say, that was our third or fourth red zone experience here over the last few weeks. And so that's always the one I think takes the longest as an offense to get really good at the red zone passing game.
We haven't seen a lot of Burton since the last day of rookie minicamp. Do you think he'll be ready not to ask another training camp question? And what does he miss in being unable to be out?
Yeah, no, he misses a lot. I mean, anytime you're not out there, if you're in the training room when the rest of the guys are practicing, you're losing valuable time with your coaches, valuable reps with your teammates, the ability to build the trust that we're talking about. It's not just the coaching staff having trust in you doing the right thing over and over, but it's also your teammates. They they got to be out there. They got to see you do it. They got to know that the guy right, left of them, that they're going to do the right things and they're going to make the plays when called upon. So, I think it's for everybody, and it's a shame that he got dinged up and missed all that time, because for a young player, it's really where you get the most reps and you can get better in a hurry that way. So that's really for every player on this team.
I hate to repeat myself, but do you anticipate he'll be good for training camp?
He will, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's Bears head coach Ben Johnson right there.
Great follow-up from Pat Finley, by the way, just to make, because he did sort of in a blanket, pseudo-blanket kind of way, like, hey, you know, so is Colston and other guys going to be healthy? And Ben kind of specified his answer to Colston not being sure. Finley follows up right there about Burden and kind of pins it down. And so, yes, your excitement about Luther Burden is well-founded.
Well, the way he said it, though, at the end, yeah, he'll be there. That doesn't mean he'll be practicing.
That's true.
That means
that's true.
When we lay eyes on, when we walk, make the walk to fields 3 and 4, and we see stationary bikes lined up, and we've all got our binoculars out, I hope I don't see good old number 87 riding one of those bikes.
Fake news from Fishy Business, then?
That's what I fear. No, I don't think there's any fake news going on. I need to hear somebody say, oh, yeah, he's going to be out there. He's going to be full
force.
No, I need to hear no limitations. Those are the words, because I don't think
you
coaches.
You don't like full go. You like no limitations.
No, I like no limitations, because that is a coach not being afraid. That is a coach that knows his player. I need to hear no limitations.
Grabbing destiny by the throat.
That's right. He's going to get his little rookie legs out there, and they're going to be spinning 100 miles per hour.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Risk is the show where people tell true stories they never thought they'd dare to share. A podcast all about human connection and radical honesty. All through June for Pride Month, Risk will be featuring the stories of LGBTQ folks from all walks of life. You'll laugh, cry, and maybe even end up feeling a little bit better. Go get Risk on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.